You're listening to SBS News.
Dignity over death. For centuries, the Catholic Church has accepted the use of the death penalty under certain circumstances. The Church's catechism, or summary of official teachings, allowed for the use of capital punishment if it was deemed the only way possible to effectively defend human lives against what is called the unjust aggressor. But now, the Vatican has changed that position, saying that there are always other ways to protect people besides handing down a death sentence. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke has announced the new stand by the Pope.
Well, what happened today is that the Catechism of the Catholic Church changes on the death penalty. If it had been justified in very limited cases, the word being used now is it is inadmissible.
The new Catechism entry terms the death sentence an attack on the inviolability and dignity of a person, and it says the Church is working to help end the use of capital punishment globally. Mr. Burke says everyone deserves redemption.
The key question here is human dignity. Okay, and what Pope Francis is saying is that no matter how grievous the crime for which someone should be punished, and they should be punished, there's nothing so bad that it takes away their human dignity. And certainly the Church always teaches about redemption too, and some hope for redemption.
There are more than a billion Catholics around the world, including some who live in countries where the death penalty is legal. Figures from Amnesty International reveal more than 50 countries issued death sentences in 2017 alone, with almost 1,000 people executed. Most are believed to have occurred in China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Pakistan. Capital punishment is also still used in majority Catholic nations such as Cuba and Dominica, and there have been efforts to reinstate it in the Philippines, where thousands of people have been killed in President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs. BBC religion editor Martin Bashir suggests Pope Francis is trying to take advantage of a global trend to phase out capital punishment, though.
According to the human rights group Amnesty International, some 141 countries have abolished the death sentence in law or practice over the last 50 years. That leaves a total of 57 nations where the death penalty is still legal. Many are Islamic republics. And I guess Pope Francis's view is that by adding his voice to this subject, then other countries will follow suit.
It is perhaps most likely to face hostility in the United States, where conservative Catholics make up a strong political force, particularly in the anti-abortion movement. In 31 US states, capital punishment is legal. A survey by the Pew Research Center earlier this year showed almost 54% of Americans supported the death sentence for people convicted of murder. It's not the first time the Pope has voiced his opposition to capital punishment, long insisting it could never be justified and calling for an end to it worldwide. Last year, he announced his intention to change the Church's teachings on it on the 25th anniversary of the publishing of the Catechism. Greg Burke from the Vatican says the move is simply a step forward on a longer path.
First of all, I think it's a message to all Catholics. Let's go back to what it means to respect life at all times and in all cases. But globally, I think it also does send a message. Now, it's a message that's not particularly new. It says today in the change brought to the Catechism that the Church will look to its abolition, will work for its abolition. But the fact of the matter is, John Paul II, 20 years ago, called for the abolition of the death penalty. So this really is, what's happening is, it's becoming official today, but what has been a development in the teaching over now more than 20 years.
Katie Holland, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.